Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe are going to unveil important railway projects in Anuradhapura, Sri Lanka today. A report from our correspondent.
PM Modi's state visit to Sri Lanka marks a historic milestone in connectivity to the island and within it. As announced in his speech, PM Modi and Sri Lanka President Anuradha Kumarasinghe will inaugurate the much-anticipated Moho Umanthai railway line in Anuradhapura. This railway line, developed with Indian assistance of $91.27 million, will connect northern part of the island nation with the capital Colombo. It promises to enhance regional connectivity and boost economic growth. In addition, the foundation stone for the advanced signaling system on the Moho Anuradhapura section, developed with $14.9 million Indian grant, will be laid, paving the way for safer and more efficient railway operations. Alok Ranjan Rai, Akashvani, Anuradhapura.
Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate the new Pamban Rail Bridge in Tamil Nadu today, connecting Rameshwaram to the mainland on the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami. The rail bridge, which is an architectural marvel, will be the country's first vertical lift sea bridge extending to 2 kilometres. The Prime Minister will arrive from the neighbouring island nation of Sri Lanka at noon today. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday, with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Friday, with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The President also gave assent to the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2025. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and President of the National Assembly José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu and Kashmir today to review security situation and interact with the security personnel. During his three-day visit, Mr. Shah will meet BJP MLAs in Jammu, besides chairing two crucial separate security review meetings of Unified Headquarters and annual pilgrimage of Sri Amarnath Yatra. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will celebrate its foundation day today. On the occasion, BJP President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda will hoist the party flag at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Nadda will also interact with the party booth workers on the occasion. The BJP President will also visit the home of a veteran party worker in the national capital. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Ram Navami is celebrated on the ninth day of the Chaitra month. Prior to Ram Navami, Hindus observe a fast for 9 days, that is Navratri, leading up to the festival.
Bhai Prakat Kripala, Deena Dayala, Kausalya Hitka.
The Telangana state government has expressed serious concern over artificial intelligence or AI-based alleged fake content on social media regarding the alleged encroachment of Hyderabad University lands at Kanchegachi Bauli in Hyderabad. The government described it as an artificially created controversy on social media fueled by AI-generated fake photos and videos that have gone viral nationwide. Chief Minister Erevanth Reddy held a high-level review meeting in Hyderabad last evening to assess the ongoing legal disputes concerning lands at Kanchegachi Bauli with Deputy Chief Minister Vikram Arka. In IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.